good to see all your beautifully masked faces, and I can't wait to see the time where those masks come up. Speaking of which, I wanted to talk to you about COVID. And as we all have been living through these past 9+ months, COVID has changed everything. For those of you who have lost or going to lose more, I am deeply sorry, and we're all here for you and can help in any way possible. So I wanted to discuss how COVID in particular changed the way veterinarians practice, but specifically how it changed how I practiced and how those changes have actually made us better at providing the best medical services for your pets. I hope that if there's any veterinary personnel out there, specifically management and owners, that you could actually watch this and hopefully it will help, because I'm seeing trends out there that are a little concerning for me, and I hope that what I can talk about is going to help you. So initially we panicked, and in order to prevent exposure between you and I and everyone else, we went to what is called curbside care. And that's something that many businesses have done. I do not see this changing in the near future until everything starts settling down. Let's get the vaccine on board. Let's get immunity. Let's eradicate this. So some hospitals even now are facing 10 to 14 day closures. They're having individuals test positive. They're having situations where the clinic itself has to close, or big sections of the clinic have to close. Knock on wood, it's not happening at my practice. My team is doing a very good job of social distancing and being safe. So curbside appointments involve you making an appointment as usual for your pet. You pull up, you call in instead of come in. A technician talks to you and gets a history about the appropriate signs and symptoms of what's going on, and then they come out and get your pet. Inside, I actually do a physical exam, or my associate does a physical exam on your pet. We come to what we call differential diagnosis. What could it be, or what is it? We either perform the treatment or we talk to you about what the treatment options are. And then we can discuss, you know, where we're gonna go from there. We finish the treatment and your pet is returned to you. That's how things go. And I have to put a special note out there that actually we found that those pets that, you know, are deemed very stressed to be there without mom or dad are actually do very well. They do very well. Frankly, I've been licked in my mask more times than I can count. More times than before COVID. So how has that helped our business? Well, the beauty about curbside, it actually eliminates all the superfluous, all the external distractions, everything. We get to maximize the quality of care for your pet. I am personally able to focus on the problem more at hand. We're able to do a more thorough diagnostic workup and treatment plan. So in my personal opinion, I think it's much better for your pet. And, you know, we're working our best to get that customer service aspect out. I know there's a lot of vets out there that are struggling with, you know, because of the influx of appointments. You know, what happened with COVID was, which is, we joke about it in the veterinary profession, it enabled us to be actually busy, enabled us to actually, frankly, make a living at what we're doing. But with that, you get this influx of appointments. And then what I'm going to talk about next is how that actually is exacerbated by what many of us decided to do, and many of us are still doing. So part of the initial response to COVID is we actually decreased our hours of operation. We didn't know what was going to happen. We're dealing with a complete unknown situation. We're actually dealing with, is our business going to survive? Are we actually going to see appointments? We cut our hours back. So personally, I cut my hours back 2 hours per day. And that hasn't changed. Little tweaks here and there, but honestly, that hasn't changed. Part of what COVID did as well was have all businesses do what all the business gurus recommend you do. don't worry about the competition. Look inwards to your business. So just by sheer instinctual reaction, sometimes fear, planning for the future, we all look inwards on our business. We changed our hours. Many of us actually did something that I don't agree with. We cut back personnel, and I'll get to that in a bit. So number one is by decreasing our hours, I honestly think that was the best thing that could ever happen to my business personally. It enabled us to actually provide better medicine. It enabled us to do the one thing that's really lacking in this profession, have time. Time is something that you can never take back. I'm reading blogs and posts of veterinary owners in my age category that wish they could turn around time and get more time back. And so it enabled us to do what we need to do in the hours of operation. We actually are surviving as a business. I hope we are providing the care that you want to see for, as my clients and pet parents out there. And it enables us for the first time in the history that I've ever had as a veterinarian is to actually make it home for dinner on a regular basis. 8-hour days. It also enables us from a wellness perspective. We get that downtime. We get to decompress. We get the sleep that we need and we're re-energized to hit this again the next day and the next day and the next day. So I think it's the best thing ever. I see a lot of burnout. I see a lot of owners saying, our hours are ridiculous. And I understand that there is a drive because the veterinary profession is now busy. I get it. There is opportunity, financial opportunity there. But I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, as someone who's at middle-aged and looking towards the future, at what cost? At what cost? How do I know this is working for me? Last week, I asked my team, I go, are you guys happy? And they quickly, when you get a quick answer, you know it's honest. Yes. So I went, I don't know if you can see that camera. Okay, I did that. But I think that's phenomenal. That's the best thing ever. So let's talk about the other change that occurred. The big thing was that I see many practices that they either never change their team numbers or in some instances decreased. And I think some team members left because the stress of COVID led to increased stresses in them. Others left because there are opportunities out there. We were actually looking at that point. We gathered enough team members that we had calculated we would need for a regular day. But then just by chance, fate, what have you, we had some pretty good candidates come through. And we made the decision, let's bulk up the team because we don't know what's going to happen. And again, that was the best decision I ever made. We got solid candidates. We have a solid operation. So just for you owners and managers out there, I'm a single doctor practice right now. I'm on 4+ days a week. My associate's on day and a half. When we walk in the door, it's just one of us on. When I walk in the door on Monday, I have two CSR members. For those pet parents, those are receptionists, customer service representatives, greeting me at the front. And I have a minimum of 4 technicians, some days 5. In the back. We used to run on 1 receptionist, 2 technicians. So I have more than doubled my team numbers. And it's the best thing ever. How is it the best thing ever? It enables us to be efficient. It enables us to handle that load. So what's happening in the vet world is you're getting double booked. At times you're getting triple booked. There are moments where, and there are many practices out there saying, we're not taking new clients. So that tells me either they're doing incredibly well, and it was very rare in the 20 years I've been practicing and the 15 years as an owner that clients, that practices would say, oh, we're not taking any new clients. It's you either have to be doing incredibly well or you are struggling with managing what you have. We have no problem taking new clients. We have no problem. I will be there triple booked. I will be there triple booked and we will close on time. How is that for numbers? So just think about that. And I know that many of you are going, oh, but the payroll overhead. Trust me, you will be busy. You will make up the difference. A think it's a great thing. And for you pet parents out there, you are getting quality medicine, outstanding service from both customer service and technicians. And so I think it's a win-win. And your pets love it. Pets love it. Like I said, they have a great time in the back. Communication. So I think that what my practice in general has been very strong with is communication. We communicate with each other very well. We communicate with clients very well and at all levels, CSR, technician, me, doctors, associate, et cetera. So what you're experiencing as a pet parent right now is you're experiencing curbside service. Technician comes out, assistant comes out, grabs the pet, goes inside. Doctor does whatever they're doing, gives you a phone call, or they do it over Zoom or any virtual sort of service. But personally, I find there's a lot missing there. Let me first point out that I do practice good social distancing. We're all masked and gowned and gloved in the necessary. We're out there. But I will go out to the parking lot. It's almost like I wish I could rollerblade very well. Because I am, clients joke, you're going from car to car to car. So especially when I'm double, triple booked, I will do my exam, create assessment, go out and speak with the owner, come up with a game plan with the owner and move forward and then have any further questions, et cetera. So I'm running around from car to car. I actually like it. I think what's missing during COVID, and I think what a lot of us are missing, is that human-human interaction. You know, I posted a video about how I can't wait to actually sit down for a coffee, have a great meal, sit down for a beer or drink, whatever, have a great one-to-one conversation with so many of you out there. The look I get from clients when I'm physically out there talking to them, I think that they appreciate that as much as I appreciate talking to them. So that's my take on things. Not everyone's like that. I think a lot of vets are really happy that they don't have to have that one-on-one with clients, but I'm a people person, even though I'm introverted. We can talk about that at a later time. But let's see how that goes. I think a lot of you are facing that, but I think it's that one-to-one connection, that one-to-one communication that is very important. So that's it in a nutshell. I think that hours of operation, team numbers, communication are all things that have absolutely changed during COVID. But for me personally, in my practice and my business and my team, I think we're incredibly happy. I think we love doing what we're doing, as everyone does, but we're not getting that burnout. There was a time when my associate went away and then had to be quarantined. So I was alone 6 days a week. And when you're when you're a practice owner at my stage in life, it's not something that you want to do, but man, it was fun. the team was going, how are you doing? It has enabled me to actually, these changes, so this is incredible. These changes have made me enjoy going in that door, walking to work. And there's something that I think a lot of vets don't have. And I'm stoked. I'm stoked to go back. I'm stoked to have time off too, because then I get to do stuff like this. Spend time with my family, have fun. But I'm stoked to go back. So I hope this helps. I hope that some of you actually get something out of this that would be beneficial for you. Be happy to talk to people about how it works for me and what we do. And we'll go from there. And so until then, everyone, please stay safe, stay safe, social distance. Vaccines are coming. Practice social distance safe medicine out there. And equally important, love those pets like they love you unconditionally. Have a great day.